Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. The older I get, the more one thing matters to me, that my loved ones get to heaven. But some have fallen away from the church. Maybe yours have too. That's why the church gives us a powerful way to unite so that what I offer spiritually can help not only my loved ones, but yours. Archbishop Naumann has established us as a public association of the faithful. This means that all the prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of our members form a spiritual treasury that can be offered daily to God for the church and for each member's personal intentions. As a member, you may offer your share for your loved ones, trusting God to apply real help for their conversion and salvation. But to fully participate in these spiritual goods and offer them for your loved ones, you must make the choice to become a member. Simply receiving the email or joining the app does not make you a member. Now, membership is free. It just takes an act of the will. So click the link below to enroll. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. In the Gospel for the Mass today, Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and decay destroy, and thieves break in and steal, but store up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroys, nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be." God is objectively the treasure of life. This is the unchanging truth. But while we may know this in our minds, our hearts have not always fully laid hold of it. We do not yet desire him as our greatest good, and so we chase lesser treasures. What are those lesser treasures you chase that distract you from God? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. I bet you are like me. I know God is the real treasure. And part of me genuinely wants God more than anything else. But there's another part of me that still wants other good things more than God. And my heart is divided. And this divided heart becomes especially clear when I sit in solitude and silence to pray. As I turn my attention to God, I'm distracted. And my distractions almost always fall into three categories, revealing what I still love more than God. The Catechism says, a distraction reveals to us what we are attached to, and this humble awareness before the Lord should awaken our preferential love for Him and lead us resolutely to offer Him our heart to be purified. Therein lies the battle, the choice of which master to serve. So, what distractions in prayer reveal your divided heart? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery, where we invest our time, money, and our desires, shows what we love most. And Jesus teaches exactly this. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The more we invest in something, the more our love for it grows. So if we want God to be our treasure, we must invest more in Him. Now, the Sermon on the Mount isn't just a list of good spiritual advice. It has an inner center that many people miss. How do we make God our treasure? That's the question Jesus answers right in the middle, in chapter 6, with prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. These aren't just religious disciplines. They are the concrete way God heals our divided hearts and trains us to desire Him above all. This is why we return to them again, because they're not a side point. They are the way. Prayer is how we invest time in God. We all know that if we want a close friendship with someone, there's no substitute for spending time together, talking from the heart, listening, and simply being present. That's how friendships grow. Prayer is the same. When we give God our time, we show Him that He matters most to us. And the more time we spend with God, the more our desire for Him, our love for Him grows. The more He becomes our treasure. But people often say they're too busy to pray. But don't we always make time for what we love most? So busyness is not the real problem. Divided hearts are the real problem. And prayer is where that division gets healed. Sure, there will be times when prayer feels dry or difficult, but simply showing up and remaining present before God is itself an act of love. And this steady faithfulness, even without feelings, is how deep friendship with God grows. So what resolution is God calling you to about prayer? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. Almsgiving is how we invest our money in God. Just like time reveals what matters to us, so does how we use our money. We naturally spend money on what we value most. If God is our treasure, we will want to invest our money in Him by giving to the church and the poor. Almsgiving teaches us that true security, it's not found in our money or our ability to make money. Our true security is found in God, our Father, who will take care of all our needs. It's not simply giving away leftovers when we give alms. It's a conscious decision to break the disordered attachment to money so that we can receive God more fully. The more we give, the more we detach from the illusion that money can secure our happiness. People often say they don't have enough money to give. But we always seem to find money for the things we really want. So lack of money is not the real problem. Divided hearts are the real problem. And almsgiving heals that division and trains us to trust God as our true security. And each act of generosity draws our hearts away from possessions and helps us make God our true treasure. Even when we don't feel like it, or when it feels difficult, every sacrifice stretches our hearts and increases our desire for Him. So what changes is God inspiring in you about how you spend your money and how to give directly to Him through the church and the poor? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. Fasting is how we invest our desires in God. God made us to enjoy many good things, food, pleasure, beauty. But these desires often pull our hearts away from Him when we love them in the wrong way. The problem is not pleasure itself, but choosing created pleasures over God as our source of happiness. So fasting helps us say no to these lesser goods so that we can say yes more fully to God. And when we willingly give up good things for God, we train both body and soul to remember that only He can truly satisfy. So fasting is not about punishment. It's about freedom. Now, people often say they don't have the strength to fast, but the real problem is not strength. It's disordered attachment. We resist fasting because we fear losing the pleasures we still believe make us happy. But fasting breaks that illusion. It heals the divided heart. It teaches us to trust God's power to make us happy. And it purifies our desires over time so that God becomes our greatest delight. So what comfort or pleasure pulls your heart away from God? And what do you need to do to remove that occasion of sin? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, maybe a simple thing we can do today and to offer up for the conversion of all our loved ones is that every time we're distracted in prayer, whether in our meditation or in our rosary or at Mass, we just simply recognize, I'm distracted, offer that to God, and turn your attention back to Him. Then we can turn our distractions into prayer and offer them for the good of our loved ones. So what strikes you about this meditation, Teresa?
I love the idea that it's really easy to figure out what you place your treasure in, where you find the most significance in your life, what you love more than God, by what you're distracted by in prayer.
That's it.
Because it's not that like everything in the world distracts me. I'm really only distracted by two things.
Yep.
And no matter where I'm praying or what I'm doing or where I'm at in my life, it's the same two things.
Same with me. For me, it's three. And I always take a legal pad and pen with me to prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And I jot down what I'm thinking about, what I'm feeling. And it always comes back to these three things.
Mm-hmm.
These are my disordered attachments.
Now it doesn't, I don't know if it yet helps me figure out how to properly fast or when it fasting or almsgiving in relation to things that are a little more abstract.
For instance,
one of the things that I find most distracting is my work, my writing. I'm always, no matter what situation I'm in, whether it's prayer or any other activity in my entire life, I'm always thinking about writing. I'm always thinking about stories and how to improve them. But it's so embedded in who I am that it's really hard to fast from that and really focus on other things and be present without, you know what I mean? It's just so ingrained in who I am.
Yeah. Really, this is the most excellent question. So first, and I encourage, and I'm going to do this myself, but I encourage everyone praying with us to do this, that when you go to pray, do your meditation, whether it's with the rosary or without, keep track of what your distractions are. And I bet they fall into two or three categories or buckets for you. that show you and me what our hearts are attached to more than God, what we want more than God, mm-hmm. what we love more than God. And then, but then we have to ask ourselves the question, how do I overcome these so that I love God more? Now, first, by just simply saying to Jesus in prayer, okay, this thing is distracting me, but I'm going to purposely surrender it to you so I can just give my attention to you. That by so by just That's by good. Prayer
yeah.
is a really yeah. good way, just by prayer. Then the question is, how do we overcome it by fasting? Okay, how are we going to set it aside so that our, how are we going to fast from that thing so that our desire from it grows less?
I will say that in my case, as I'm reflecting on this, if I had properly used my time and the time that I set aside to write and get that sort of thing accomplished, I wouldn't be as consumed by it when I shouldn't be thinking about it.
Yeah.
It's this funny paradox to me that I feel when I sit down to write, it's just constant writer's block. But when I'm in the middle of something else, when I absolutely should not be writing, I'm consumed by thoughts of just the work I want to get done. But if I could really discipline myself to not be so distracted when I'm writing, get it done truly and stop instead of procrastinating.
Yeah.
It wouldn't, but it's the fact that I put all good things off. And then when it comes time to pray, I can't set everything aside. It's the same thing with my relationships, with my friendships, with my love life. It's like if I actually handled those things in a timely manner when they're supposed to get done, I wouldn't have this trouble of it always consuming my prayer.
Are you talking about procrastination?
Yeah.
Do you know that procrastination is probably one of the greatest sources of anxiety?
Yeah, absolutely.
So a lot of times if we would just stop procrastinating things, a lot of our anxiety would just evaporate.
Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. I'll never understand it.
Yeah, it's a really, so the, let's just keep it simple and just start with, keep a journal, keep a log of when you're in meditation, what distracts you? And then over the course of a week, you're going to see it falls into some buckets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I do think I act like these problems are more insurmountable than they are. But if I really did just stop whenever I was distracted, give it to God and say, I'm going to give you my attention, even though I feel this thing pulling at
yeah.
me.
Yeah. That in itself
even
reorients.
Just the fight against the distraction is the sacrifice you can give to God in that moment.
Yeah, but don't fight it. Just surrender to Him.
Mm, well said.
Right there, it begins to heal our divided heart. Great, great points, great thoughts. Love the conversation. Thank you. Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.